I don't think so. You don't, I don't think so, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You have a statement.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about the use of the of ain't? How freely do you use that in relaxed conversation?
Very rarely.
Yeah. Is it was it common? Was it common at all in your speech as a
at an earlier age? But it was when I was about 8 or 9 years old, something like that.
And how? What do you attribute to the disappearance of it? School or?
Well, partly school and partly my mother, because she used to get after me for using it.
Uh-huh. If you're not certain about something, you say, "I'm not."
Sure.
Say, have you spoken or have you talked to Joe lately? Say, I have. To him just this morning.
I talked to him this morning.
I was
talking to him.
All right. And you have
talked.
All right. Say, did you think about that? And say, all day long, I
thought.
I've
been thinking.
Yeah. And there's a kid who's always getting into trouble, and you say, I wonder what him do that.
I wonder what makes him do that.
Yeah. And say, I'm not sure that that he did it, but people think
that he did it.
All right. They what he did it. They
thought.
Yeah, or with the form of say, they.
They say he did it.
Okay, and you live in a
house.
And the plural of that.
Houses.
The largest outbuilding on a farm.
Be a barn.
All right, and what is that used for?
Livestock, cattle.
All right. What about a building for storing corn?
What would be a silo.
All right. What about a building for storing other kinds of grain?
Would you think you're referring to an elevator?
Well, no, I was getting now. Some people talk about place for storing corn is a corn crib or a corn barn.
Yeah, a crib, something like that.
All right. And then the other as a granary or a granary.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't familiar. What about the upper part of the barn where hay is?
A loft.
Yeah.
Hay loft.
And what about a pile of hay out in the field?
A pile of hay?
Yeah.
Just say hay, pile of hay. I don't know.
I say something about 7 or 8 feet high. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah, I know what you're referring to, what it's called. I don't know.
Well, a stack or a haystack,
yeah,
or a mow. Or a hay mow or a hay rick? Or
it would be a haystack.
Okay. Have you ever seen one with 4 poles and a sliding roof?
No.
They don't come down this far. How about a small, have you ever watched them, or have you ever worked with people who in the fields haying time?
You mean just cutting the hay?
Yeah, and then sometimes they tie it up.
Bale it?
Yeah. Well, I've never, you know the term either haycock or hayshock or...
I haven't heard of it.
And a shelter for cows.
A shelter for cows?
Yeah.
A barn.
All right, how about something, have you ever seen on the side of a barn, sometimes they build, they put up a little, they tack on a little roof on the side.
Yeah.
For, so they can come in and out of the rain.
Yeah, I've seen one of them. It's part of the barn.
No name for that. I was thinking about like a cow barn or a cow shed.
I've heard cow barn and cow shed both, but just apply them to a barn.
All right. And how about the places where horses stay?
Be a barn or a horse shelter.
Yeah. Well, someone raised horses.
A stable.
All right. A place where cows are milked.
A barn or milk.
You familiar at all with milk gap or cow pen? Either of those?
Cow pen, yes. Milk gap, no.
What is a cow pen?
Would be just more or less where cows are.
All right. A place where hogs and pigs are kept.
A pig pen.
All right. And a place, a kind of a farm where that